Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. As of 7:20 this morning, I have been on planet Earth for 75 years. In most folks' calculations, that's a long time. For anyone in my generation, it's not nearly long enough. We've lived through a lot of changes. We have bumped into time. There is no future. It is always now. When I was young, there were no microchips. Transistors were new, and the world was still analog. Clocks had hands, phones had dials, freezers needed defrosting, and you could still get a smack on the butt in grade school. None of those things lasted. Everything changes. That's life. A lot of us, myself included, find that fact difficult to deal with. Change is uncomfortable. Change is rude. Change is what those other people want to do with your world. When research changes science, then science is false. If progress changes cultural standards, then progress is a lie. That's why the Bible is so important to so many folks. It does not change. It was true a long time ago, and it will be true 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now. Humans need surety. Humans need to be confident in their status and in their Maker. Their Maker told humans how to write the Bible, and that ought to be good enough. I have read the Bible and the Torah and myriad secular treatises on what to believe. Every one of them has value. Every one of them is full of the truth. That doesn't make any one of them a roadmap for life. The philosopher John Locke said that the only things you can know are things that are true by definition, where one cannot conceive of the opposite. The triangle has three sides, period. Everything else is belief, not knowledge. According to Locke, I know what you know. The material world is true by definition. The question is, what do I believe now that I'm old? I believe that you need to find your voice and to follow it. What do you want to say? How do you want to behave? Are you an advocate? Are you a commentator? Are you a coach? Are you a mentor? Do you already know? Well, then get on it. Try it out. And try to get good at it. Do you want to paint? Do you want to join the circus? Do you want a big birthday party where folks lavish love on you all night? Or would you rather sit in the corner and read a good book? Do you want to sit in the corner and read another good book? Great. Do it. I found my voice a long time ago. I learned how to follow it sometime later. My brain hears things, takes them in, and reacts in a sideways fashion. I hear things and I think of them ironically. I hear things and I think, hey, it would be funny if... Now, Groucho Marx was a master of the sideways take. He was riding in a limo with Sam Goldwyn, the movie mogul, and as they passed some big home in Beverly Hills, Sam said, "My son used to live here." Groucho turned to him and said, "That's incredible, Sam. What a coincidence. My son doesn't live there either." I doubt that Mr. Goldwyn got it. The publisher of the Kickapoo Free Press asked her staff to answer this question. Describe in two words who you are. What do you want to do in the world? It was easy for me. Cause smiles, I said. I knew my voice as a writer way back in college. I lost it for a long time, and part of me wishes that I had pursued that noble calling. I became a toy and game inventor instead. Yeah. Now that I think about it, the choices could have been a whole lot worse. And then we moved here, to this amazing corner of the world, and a beautiful, towsley-haired man asked me to do radio. And then it hit me. I can write and cause smiles. Well, at least reactions. That was 14 years and 715 essays ago. I liked the voice I found. So, here I am, 75 and still attached to the planet. 75 in another iteration of my life. 75 with my own true voice. So trust me when I say, find your own true voice. You're going to love it.